Part 1, The Rise and Fall of Informer 3838. Nicola Gobbo, The Real Story, 1972 to 2013. One, Lady on the Ledge, 2009. I'm going to jump. The slim woman in her mid-30s stood high on top of a building, screaming into her phone as the wind tousled her long blonde hair. She was running from her past on a schedule that cost taxpayers $30,000 a month. She was out of options. She could no longer juggle her deceptions. She had played both sides, the cops and the criminals, and both sides had turned on her. The police wanted her to surrender her life and identity and go into protection. For her, such ordinary anonymity was unthinkable. The alternative? A bullet in the head. That was what the gangland criminals would want if the truth, her truth, came out. She had befriended the kind of people who would put a body in a wheelie bin or kill a competitor in front of his children. She was once wined and dined by these misogynists and murderers at any time of the day or night. She even slept with some of them. There was the drug runner who was always off his face, and the drug baron who worked on the next importation during breaks in his trial for the last importation. But she was no gangster's mole, as many had assumed. Quite the opposite. She had helped put away the kings of Melbourne's underworld by pretending to defend them. She was the undercover agent who had tilted Melbourne's drug war in Victoria Police's favour, and she'd broken all the rules to do it. She was ethically mandated to protect her clients' confidences. Yet she didn't care about their interests. She didn't care about ethics. She wasn't a lawyer, except in name. Nicola Gobbo was a defence barrister and a secret agent. She manoeuvred people like chess pieces in a game that they didn't know they were playing. Gobbo told the police almost everything. She planned police stings against the clients who paid her to look after them. She convinced them to turn on their mates. She even vetted the police evidence against her clients to make it stronger. Informer 3838, one-stop shop. Licensed to thrill, spill, and bill. The woman who did what no defence lawyer had done before. Yet Gobbo had always been different. She'd never quite fitted in. She was loud and opinionated, as one might expect of a barrister. But she was also the party girl who stood apart in her short skirts. At her best, she was engaging and helpful, eager to please. She had been driven to deception by scorn, fear, and revulsion of her criminal clients, though self-preservation was never far away. At her worst, she was Othello's Iago in a miniskirt, a villain on no one's side but her own. As Victoria Police Informer 3838, there was no right or wrong. Being 3838 offered her purpose and power. Gobbo's betrayals might have faded away in time, but she'd kept going, even as the death threats mounted. It couldn't go on much longer, though. Gobbo was a spy, and spy stories end badly. If the baddies didn't get her, the truth would. She had cheated herself as well as everyone else. This is why, as the story has been told, though Gobbo herself has denied it, she made a phone call to announce that she was standing on a high-rise ledge. Suicidal thoughts were overwhelming her. She felt suffocated by the claustrophobia and uncertainty. No, she couldn't do it anymore. "I'm going to jump," she screamed again to the officer on the other end of the phone.